Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio, who keeps the long war journal. He's a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. And we're visiting with John Hardy, also of FDD, who has written up in great detail the advances by the Russians these last days. You've heard of Avdiivka. A new name is Chasiv Yar. And the Russians are advancing what appears to be incrementally with units that include the airborne division. That used to be their best stuff. However, we are coming to the celebration of the victory of the Great Patriotic War, the May Day parade in Moscow. And therefore, there's reason to believe that the Russians are looking for some way to mark this back home. If you've seen any of the ads on the bus stops in Moscow, they present what appears to be a fully well-equipped and ferocious-looking soldier conducting patriotic service in Ukraine. And, John, your measure of Chasiv Yar after Avdiivka, have the Russians gained an advantage? And the remark by the chief of staff of the Kiev in Kiev about the position the deteriorating. Are the Ukrainians now in a defensive position or are they vulnerable?
Sure. So across most parts of the front, Russia does have the initiative. I think two key areas, as you mentioned, Avdiivka, Chasiv Yar. Avdiivka, your listeners might remember, this is a small city near Donetsk City, the capital of Donetsk Oblast in eastern Ukraine. Avdiivka fell to the Russians in mid-February. Since then, the Russians have taken a handful of low-lying towns west of the city. The price initially seemed to stall, but within the past few weeks has picked back up as they've been pushing northwest of Avdiivka, including onto some towns located on high ground. This, which is tactically advantageous for artillery, for FPV, drone strikes, things of that nature. So the rate of advance has quickened a bit, although we should say that in absolute terms, the territory gained is really not that extensive, but it has put, I think, Ukrainian forces there in a kind of a tough spot. The forces south of this town called Ocheretinia are kind of in at risk of encirclement. And the Russians have kind of managed to bypass the strongest part of Ukraine's second line of defense west of Avdiivka. And so they're kind of threatening to push on to the third line. And their ultimate goal is to get to the Sea of Pokrovsk, which is an important logistical hub in Donetsk Oblast. So it's kind of a precarious situation for the Ukrainians. Units are under strength. They're outnumbered, suffering with shell hunger. That latter problem hopefully will be addressed in the coming weeks, but they have had to redeploy some additional forces there, I think, which is a sign of just how critical the situation is. We can move on to Chasiv Yar. This is a city, a small city, again, near Bakhmut. Folks may remember Bakhmut was the city Russia took in May 2023 after a months-long bloody battle. So Chasiv Yar is located just down the road. It has much more military significance than Bakhmut because it's sort of a door to other cities in Donetsk Oblast, Konstantinivka being one. This is an important logistical hub near Chasiv Yar. Taking Chasiv Yar would also allow Russia to get in closer artillery range, not only to Konstantinivka, but the other cities cities and towns stretching up the ground lines of communication to Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. These are the last two. The biggest Ukrainian-controlled cities in Donetsk Oblast. So just to zoom out, if you think about Putin's kind of minimal war aim, which is to take the rest of Donetsk Oblast, taking these two cities, Pokrovsk, which is in the Avdiivka area, and Chasiv Yar, which is near Bakhmut, they're important steps to kind of that ultimate goal of taking the rest of the Donbass.
Bill, you have a question.
Yes, John, you mentioned Ocheretin. There's been reports that a unit, the 115th Mechanized Brigade, withdrew or abandoned its positions, and also some other units. And that was allowed the Russians to make to break through the lines there. Is this a harbinger of more to come as Ukrainian units are undermanned and outgunned? Or do you think this is an isolated incident?
Sure. So I don't want to make too definitive comments because, again, we're kind of in the fog of war here and basing assessments on reports, secondhand reports from Telegram channels and from soldiers who are in some of these units but may not be involved in the fight directly. So I do think, maybe it was 115th Mechanized Brigade, other units kind of in that area sort of had a tactical breakthrough by the Russians to reach Ochertinia and kind of quickly take it. Some of the other towns in the area have also fallen as the Russians have been kind of expanding that area of control to try to improve logistics and bring up more forces and material to kind of continue that push in that area toward Pokrovsk. I think morale is always going to suffer when you don't have enough manpower, when you don't have enough shells. So I think that is a problem. I wouldn't necessarily say the Ukrainians are on the brink of collapse in this area. I don't think that's the situation. I don't think the Russians are really in a great position to make that sort of dramatic. It triggered that sort of dramatic collapse in Ukrainian lines and exploit it. But the situation is quite tough, which I think explains some of the comments by Sirsky to that effect and Ukraine's decision to redeploy some units, such as the 100th Mechanized Brigade. This is a brigade that was recently upgraded from a territorial defense brigade, which in the Ukrainian system are lighter, less heavily equipped units. So the fact that they transitioned over this brigade to this area, despite the fact that it's really not all that well equipped to hold the defense here, I think does tell you something about how desperate the situation is. But I do think that the Russian advances, while they will continue, will probably be more incremental rather than a dramatic breakthrough.
John, quickly, you detailed that the 83rd Air Assault Brigade for Russia or the 98th Airborne Division. Those used to be first-rate troops. Are they still, or are they filled with conscripts? We just have a few seconds.
So the answer is yes. they are, like most units, now composed heavily of mobilized troops or guys that signed contracts after the war began. But I think they do retain a measure of eliteness, better training. The fragments of the junior officer corps and senior officer corps that remain, are a bit higher quality and better trained. So there's still, like I said, a measure of eliteness to these units, even though they are, heavily degraded at this point.
John Hardy and Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.